This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Officials in Afghanistan say a massive vehicle-borne bombing of a military base in eastern Ghazni province on Sunday has killed nearly 30 security force members. The head of the Ghazni Public Health Department told VOA the blast also injured at least 21 people. Meanwhile, a separate car bombing in southern Zabul province killed one person and injured 23, according to initial reports. The head of the provincial council and his security detail were among the victims. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the two attacks. Violence in Afghanistan has significantly spiked in recent weeks, with scores of security forces and civilians killed in the month of November alone. Meanwhile, peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government have stalled, and the United States is proceeding with plans to withdraw most of its troops by next year. The BBC is reporting the Australian city of Sydney has recorded its hottest November night on record, with the lowest temperature recorded at 25.4 degrees Celsius, that's 77 degrees Fahrenheit. The high temperature for Sunday is expected to hit 40 degrees Celsius or 104 Fahrenheit. Temperatures have also soared in other parts of Australia, including Victoria and South Australia. The Australian Bureau of Meteorology has predicted a 5- or 6-day heat wave in parts of southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. That means a very high to severe fire danger forecast, according to the Rural Fire Service, and that's to be in eastern and northeastern parts of New South Wales. There are currently 45 bush and grass fires burning in the state. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Ethiopian army announced Saturday it had taken full control of Mekele, the capital of the Tigray region. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said in a statement, "God bless Ethiopia and its people. We have entered Mekele without innocent civilians being targets." The leader of Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, forces told Reuters they were not giving up. He accused government forces of brutality and resolved that the TPLF will fight to the last. Prime Minister Abiy said in a statement the government aims to rebuild, repair, and help people who have fled return to their homes. He vowed that the leaders of the TPLF would be arrested and tried, although it is not clear if any of the TPLF leaders have surrendered. Violent clashes erupted in Paris on Saturday as tens of thousands took to the streets to protest new security legislation, with tensions intensified by the police beating and racial abuse of a black man that shocked France. Several fires were started in Paris as protesters vented their anger against the security law that would restrict people publishing images of policemen's faces. About 46,000 people marched in Paris and 133,000 in total nationwide in about 70 cities, according to the Interior Ministry. The protest took place in Bordeaux, Lille, Montpellier, and Nantes, as well as Paris. Pennsylvania's highest court on Saturday night threw out a lower court's order preventing the state from certifying dozens of contests on its November 3rd election ballot. It was the latest lawsuit filed by Republicans attempting to thwart Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's victory in the battleground state. VOA projects Biden to have won the presidential election, but the vote has not yet been certified in all U.S. states. The Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, threw out the 3-day-old order preventing the state from certifying the vote. It said the underlying lawsuit was filed months after the expiration of a time limit in Pennsylvania's expansive year-old mail-in voting law, allowing for challenges to it. Justices also noted the lawsuit's sweeping demand that an entire election be overturned retroactively. The World Health Organization has announced it is sending a team of 10 scientists to Wuhan, China, to investigate how COVID-19 jumped from animals to humans. The team includes renowned virus hunters, public health specialists, and experts in animal health from Britain, the United States, Qatar, Germany, Vietnam, Russia, and other countries. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.